Good morning, everybody. Sunday, bright sunny day in Ipswich. I've come to Christchurch Park for the 38th annual historic vehicle run, which takes place today, starting here from Christchurch Park. Vehicles started assembling about 9:30, and they are expecting about 600 vehicles, which is about 150 more than they had last year. So I've got my brother John with me to guide me round. Say hello, John.
Hi there.
Hi there, John. Well, I think we ought to get moving, don't you, John? And
okay.
See what we can find. You have to tell me what we've found.
So I don't know. It's a massive vehicle.
We're standing next to a massive vehicle.
It looks like some kind of army rescue type of vehicle. It's got equipment on the back. It's about 12 foot tall.
Good grief. They should see that coming then when it takes to the road. Is there anyone with it that can tell us what it is?
It's a Scammel Explorer. I tell you what I ought to do, put the thing on the front. You remind me, I should have put it on.
Oh.
If I put this on, it'll tell you all about it.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
Oh, I can't read it up there.
There, I'll tell you all about it now.
Oh.
I can't read it up there.
Can you?
It needs glasses. What year is it?
1953.
Please?
And it's a Scammel Explorer, 10.5 litre Meadows petrol engine.
Yes.
And when that was new, that cost about £6,000. The equivalent today will cost you about £400,000.
Good grief.
What was its purpose? What was its purpose?
Recovery.
Oh, recovery.
It could lift things up with a crane, or it could reach things out.
Oh, I see. So very useful then.
Yeah, they were in the day.
When it's required.
Go anywhere.
Yeah.
Six-wheel drive if you want it.
Oh, right.
4 miles to the gallon. Petrol. So yeah.
Oh well, that's very good.
We changed the engine. I'm just reading what I've myself off on it. We changed the engine a couple of years ago. It took us 3 months to change it.
Yeah.
On Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh right.
Take all the front end out, and it was a monstrous job.
And presumably, if there were any spares required, you had to make them.
Well, I'm not too bad. I collect anything scammed. If I see it, I'll buy it.
Oh, I see.
You know, so I've got quite a few spares, gearbox and radiators and engine and stuff like that. Bits and pieces, you collect them.
Because there were a lot of scammers about in those days, weren't there? I remember they used to deliver coal with a scammer, I think.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Scammel finished actually in 1970-something, I remember rightly.
Oh.
But they were still making a few scammers. Scammel at Watford finished, then he went Leyland.
Oh.
And a lot of scammers came out with a Leyland badge on.
Yeah.
So it's like everything. We just lost the RF trucks. That's now man.
So is it?
We've got nothing left now.
Oh dear.
But that's the way it goes.
Yes, well thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, we've just stopped again. Now we've been walking a little way. We've come to two rows of American Jeeps, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah? And this one...
The information isn't very helpful.
This one here...
The museum,
is from the Ipswich Motor Museum, apparently. We're moving on again.
Go back to the pit, mate.
Where are we actually going to now, then?
I'll have to have a look at another almost recovered... Oh, I don't know what it is, actually.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What is it?
Do you know what the purpose of this thing is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the purpose of this vehicle is? Because it's got attachments to the front.
Can I trouble you a second?
Hello there.
Know the function of the vehicle.
What this vehicle was used for?
A general weapons carrier for troops, because it's a six-wheeler. It could take a whole squad of infantry troops in the back, and general sort of a haulage, really.
Oh, yes.
There's a six and a four-wheel version. That's the six-wheel version,
mm-hmm.
which can basically easily take 10, 12 men in the back.
Oh.
Six-wheel drive, obviously. Exactly the same as all the command cars and the other four-wheel drive weapons carriers, same engine, same chassis.
Yes.
Just bigger body on it.
What make was it again?
It's Dodge.
Oh, Dodge.
Yeah.
Right.
What uniform's your mate wearing? He's obviously not an American, you can tell from the accent.
No, I'm very proud to be British.
I've just seen a local police headquarters version of South Pacific, that's only
I mean, the uniform's original, but yes.
Yeah. So, so what uniform is it?
It's a captain's uniform.
Oh, right. Oh. So what? So that's sort of halfway up there, fairly low down the.
Oh yeah. Pecking order. Yeah, I do all the hard work over the airfield.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I work over the airfield.
Oh right.
Every Wednesday we go over there on work.
Oh, you're working.
Yeah, we do all the restoration to the buildings. Doing that for what? Nearly 8 years we've been doing that.
So what is your pride and joy?
Well, all of them. They're all these four are our vehicles.
From the airfield, there's about another three or four up there, isn't there?
We've got another three or four, yeah. Bigger vehicles.
But they're
a bit
the
difficult
well.
To bring round.
Not the Scammel, no. Just the two Jeeps, the weapons carrier and the ambulance.
We've got fire engine there. We've got...
This is MASH, is it?
Well, yeah, MASH was actually filmed using a World War II ambulance rather than 1950s, a modified one. That's a World War II version. That's the same chassis as this, and engine as this one, but just different body on it.
What did they have to specialise with that? They were serious wounds, were they, or just you know, walking wounded, or just shoving anything in the back?
Yeah, when they were used, it was just sort of general basically, but most of them were just sort of light injuries, but obviously there's four stretches of them back, and they take four bodies, which is as simple as that.
You mentioned an airfield a moment ago. Which airfield would you be talking about, please?
Debbidge Airfield.
Oh, Debbidge. Ah, Debbidge. Right. Yeah.
Debbidge. We're very lucky because we've got a lot of original buildings still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've restored most of them there. Mm. So it's not just like normal airfields. There's just one place to go and visit.
Yeah.
There's lots of things to see there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still working on it now, so
there's
still plenty to do.
Nice to keep these things going.
Well, yes, I'd much preferred it to have been a British airfield,
mm-hmm.
but it's just across the road from where I live, so...
Mm. Very handy.
Well, yeah, it's nice to keep, you know... I mean, my father was in the war, so I want to keep his effort to you know, be remembered, really.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I do it.
Mm. Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you for asking.
Thank you. Nice horn on it to use.
We've got a siren going now. I wonder what that's on.
Can't see from here.
No. Oh. We're safe now, I think.
Ancient, but it's green. Probably a green goddess.
It's a jolly green goddess.
Must be. Occupants are wearing blue shirts, so it's probably come from a base.
Yeah. Well, actually, funnily enough, at Acton, they have a big reserve of green goddesses for when there's emergencies.
And that's obviously fully operational.
Well, they are as well. They're kept operational all the year round. There's men servicing them all the year round to keep them in operation, because you never know when they're going to be needed. When the firemen went on strike last time, they had to call these into service. So there's hundreds of them leaving the airbase where they're maintained. When they're not being used, they're jacked up on jacks, so they're not resting on the springs, and the oil is changed for a kind of preserving oil, and then when they have to be used, they have to change that preserving oil for the proper engine oil, and then they can go out in service. But that's weird to think that they're all there. I've seen them myself, when I could see, that is.
This thing in front of us is a women's land, belongs to the women's land army, apparently, or what it's got in front of it.
Oh.
Carried.
Oh, it's a people carrier. Or a troops carrier.
Yeah, doing the whole hog.
Let me just check this record. I don't know if it's on pause or recording.
Well, that ended rather abruptly, didn't it? And that's because it was on recording, and I pressed the button, and that of course put it onto pause, which I didn't mean to happen, of course. However, what it meant was that the next 10 minutes of coming across vehicles and talking to their owners, and it was all lost. It's all out there in the ether somewhere. I also came across a man who was selling programs, which I eagerly bought because it listed all the vehicles that were taking part in the rally, or run as it was known on the day. And I also learned that I'd made a mistake over the numbers. There are 600 vehicles taking part in this run to Felixstowe, but my estimate of how many there were last year was incorrect. There were actually 550 last year, so this year there are only 50 more, not 150 more, like I said in the beginning. Still, I stand corrected, and well, I was going to ask John to read some of them out. In fact, he did start reading them out, and then we seemed to be running out of time, because they were due to start at 11:30, and so we had to find a position that was suitable to listen to them going past. This John managed successfully, and so we went and stood in this place that he selected. However, before we listen to that, I'm going to get my friend Michael, who lives a long way away, to read some out to me, because I can't read them. So, here goes.
Ding now. Hello everybody. At this event, there was a program guide available which described all the 600 vehicles that were taking part in the run to Felixstowe. Obviously, I can't read them to you. I bet you're glad about that. But Michael is going to help me. He's going to read a few of them, possibly somewhere around 20 maybe. And so I'll just make sure my production crew are ready. You guys all set up there to record this? Yeah, okay. Okay then, here we go. Cue music. Cue Michael.
Hi David, it's Michael here.
Hello Michael.
Okay, here we go. An 1897 Leon Bailey entered by Mr. R. Tubby of Beccles. An 1897 Panhard, 6 horsepower, entered by Mr. R. Tubby of Beccles. A 1904 Cadillac entered by Mr. James Wright of Halesworth, single cylinder, 10 horsepower, rear entrance, tonneau. 1900 Panhard Lavisseur, 6 horsepower, entered by Mr. R. Tubby of Beccles. And the Class B cars built 1921 to 1930, the 1929 Humber, 928 Saloon, entered by Jerry Capone of Felixstowe, first registered in Blackpool on 18th of April 1929. Original restoration number regained after full restoration by previous owner in 2003. 1927 Austin 7 Chummy entered by Roger Baker of Felixstowe, restored about 20 years ago, bought by the present owner in 2001, has taken part in every Felixstowe run since. A 1928 Dodge Sedan 3.5 litres entered by Stephen Terry of Brightonsea. A 1930 Morris Major entered by Mr. and Mrs. H. Landon of Ipswich. 14.9 horsepower, 6 cylinder side valve engine, 3-speed gearbox, and a 12-volt lighting system. Cost £125 new, and was restored between 1992 and 1995. A 1930 Austin 7 box saloon, entered by Michael Alpin of Blackmore, has toured extensively in this country and Europe. In 2007, she travelled 1,500 miles, trouble-free, to Alsac and the Black Forest. 1925 Austin Open Tourer Chummy, entered by Penny Alpin of Blackmore. An original and rare Pramhood Chummy, used throughout the year and makes an annual visit to the Netherlands. 1929 Hillman Tourer, entered by Ron Whale of Ipswich, unrestored, just kept on the road. 1930 Rolls Royce 2025, entered by Roy Jarvis of Newmarket. Purchased in 1995 in very poor condition. Rebuilt by the present owner over a period of 9 years. 1927 Morris Cowley Saloon, entered by Ivan Rook of Ipswich. First first of the flat-nosed cars in present ownership since 1970. The 1927 CLYNO, entered by Kelvin J. of Hadley. Second owner from New, previously off the road for 35 years. This will be its fourth run after a long layover. A 1922 Stanley 735B steam car, entered by Robert Baker of Sudbury, a 20-horsepower steamer built in the US, brought to the UK in 1999. This LHD car is a seven-seater tourer with wooden wheels, electric horn, and weighs over 2 tons. Reboiled in 2005 and fired on a petrol-diesel mix with an operating pressure of 550 psi. A 1927 Singer Jr. entered by Mr. and Mrs. S. Carter of Hadley. Very original car. A 1923 Rolls-Royce, 20 horsepower, entered by Mr. B. Boyle of Diss. An early 20 horsepower with 3-speed centre change gearbox, auxiliary wheels and no front brakes. 1928 Rolls-Royce, 20 horsepower Tourer, entered by Mr. Edward Mason of Colchester. Bodied by Robinson, fitted during full restoration in 1970, based on a design favoured by Henry Rolls for his 20 horsepower, giving the car more sprightly performance than the 20 horsepower previously owned by the ex-Ipswich Transport Museum chairman, the late Robin Mason. 1923 Maxwell 25, entered by Michael Ladd of Haskin. Unrestored. Vehicle in the condition it was found. The 1924 Ford Model T, entered by Michael Ladd of Haskin. Ford Centenary winner. 1928 Essex Super 6, entered by Michael Ladd of Haskington. A 1921 Maxwell Model 25 Tourer, entered by Michael Ladd of Haskington. Another restoration to save a vintage vehicle from the graveyard. A 1922 Morris Oxford 4-seater Tourer, entered by John Ruffles of Bury St. Edmunds, purchased 4 years ago. 6 owners from New, one of only 5, 1922 Morris Oxford Bullnose left. Disappeared in Last of the Summer Wine, Heartbeat and Emmerdale. A 1926 Morris Oxford Laundrette, entered by John Ruffles of Bury St. Edmunds, the only one of its kind in the world. Bought as a non-runner and repatriated from New Zealand in October 2004, where it has been used as a royal car. A 1929 Armstrong Sidley Saloon, entered by Alan Proctor of Ipswich. This car has a leather body over an ash frame. It was restored by a previous owner, Terry Friston. A 1923 Stanley 7-seater Tourer steam car, entered by Mr. B. Green of Ongar. Made by the famous Stanley Company, this car was imported from Australia and extensively restored by the present owner. And finally, a 1930 Morris Minor, entered by Eric Mouser of Reading, originally sold lock, stock and by Lock and Stag in Ipswich, rescued by the present owner from a scrapyard in 1963, sold back to Lock and Stag in 1968, then to the US servicemen and disappeared for 40 years, until traced to the Isle of Mull, brought back and restored to the present condition. There you go, David, just a flavour.
Thank you very much. Well, you win the prize for reading the, reading the whole lot to me. Fortunately, it wasn't the whole lot, because I would have been here till next week. But that's a good flavour of what was available on the programme. What else? Well, that's about it, really. What's this music going on in the background for? I don't know. What's going on? Oh, no!
It's my sheep.
Who let them in?
Baba, Doris and Daisy.
Get them out of here. Take them outside.
You're crazy.
That's better, they've gone now. Well, anyway, there we are. Thank you very much, Michael, for that.
Welcome, David.
And we'll see how that comes out in the recording.
Good night, I'm hanging up.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Well, if anybody tells you that sheep are timid, quiet, docile animals, even stupid animals, don't take any notice of them, because they haven't met Michael's sheep. Honestly, those sheep are crazy. Anyway, I have got some stories to tell you about those, but I'm saving them up for later in the year. So you'll get a bumper bundle of sheep stories. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Well, a lot of the vehicles at this rally have started their engines, warming them up, no doubt, ready for the off, which is due in about 5 minutes' time. We are standing near a line. Double-decker bus, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, double-decker bus, which is going to lead the parade, we believe. And it's a bus that used to follow the route from Ipswich to Felixstowe when it was first brought into service. And it's got on the front of it the route
to the seafront. And the driver's just getting in.
The driver's just getting into the vehicle now, so it won't be long now before it moves off. So I'm just backing away a little bit. Oh, there goes the door. I feel a bit vulnerable here, but hopefully we're okay. The Lady Mayor S. of Ipswich has just climbed aboard this bus, and other dignitaries are following her, and they are going to lead the procession when it gets moving. Oh, the bus is revving up now, as you probably heard. Oh, is it moving? Where's it going?
Going to the gate.
Oh, see, it's going that way. I thought they said they were coming this way. Oh, so the big red bus is gone.
It's going up the gate now, followed by the radio van.
Ah, the BBC Radio Suffolk van is following it. Has it actually gone out the gate, or just waiting?
It's turning into the road now.
Oh, right.
Now the others are coming.
What, the other buses?
There ain't another one at the same rate.
What's that one?
That's green and white, that's all. Double-decker.
Double-decker, green and white. Oh, bus.
This one will get them going standing. No, I bet not.
No, we're okay here.
I won't be able to see the front of them because of the angles.
Oh, I see. I'm disorientated now.
Well, this is the trouble, and it's almost on an island, as it were, because we're on the corner where the two roads converge. You can hear an engine behind you now, which is a fire engine.
Is it?
A fire engine on this road behind us.
Oh yes, here comes a steam engine. Is it a steam engine?
It's a steam lorry.
Oh, steam lorry. Oh, goodness me. Do that again. Steam lorry. We'll have to see what that is in the book then.
Oh dear. Smoky, pitch black.
That'll upset a lot of people with white dresses on, won't it? Where's he going?
Trying to find what that was.
Ambulance?
No, the fire engine's behind it.
Oh,
yeah. can come right alongside us. No one or two.
Lindsay Fire Brigade. Oh, that's near Lavernham, Lindsay, isn't it? What's this?
Another fire. What they look like, they're Suffolk
fire. Felixstowe, Suffolk?
Yeah.
Felixstowe fire engine.
I'm not going to recognise all these.
No, no, I don't think so.
No, not at all.
He's on the vintage boat. Look at that.
Let me know if you recognise anything.
I can't be sure. Lots of MGs and Packard. Things I don't know, I'm not sure.
Oh, Packard, that'll be nice, won't it?
I don't recognise some of the bunny things at all.
Do you think we could, if we went and stood up at the edge of the road and put our thumbs out, do you think they'd give us a lift to Felix though?
Right. Ah. Oh, that's those knocking seven balls.
Ah.
Well, that's small, that.
Alright, here comes something.
What you say?
Something.
Austin 6.
Oh! Okay. Austin 6.
Somebody said.
Hmm. Because they were similar shape and size, weren't they?
Oh yeah. I can't remember how big they all were at first, so Morris A, two-seater. Coming up, another Morris A, Triple Victoria.
I suppose there's a bit of a traffic jam getting out onto the road, is there?
They have to keep giving them a break, let the cars go past on the normal cars, so they go past
outside.
Outside, yeah. Well, it's got to continue all street there.
Yeah.
Looks like an old MG, really, that one.
I suppose there's a policeman out there, is there directing traffic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I expect there's several policemen at various junctions on the way down there.
There's a little bit.
Yeah.
You can see the Ford Popular, I've looked at that then. Ah. I've seen one yet. I suppose it should be one. Ready? Another Austin truck stops for the... How many are there? Followed by another one.
I don't know, but if they don't get a move on, I'll die of asphyxiation, I think. Or this fuel smell.
On the other road.
Oh, I can hear them, yes.
But they don't take long to get there.
Oh, I don't know. What was that? That was a quiet one. What was that?
Too late now, I don't know.
There's another quiet one.
Sent the number out of it, but I can't even look one up.
Oh, what's that?
The D10, whatever the D10 is. Morris 8, 4-seater.
Ah.
How many of the Austin 7 from Morris 8 seems to survive to
the steam car?
Rolls Royce.
Oh.
I'd like to say what that was, but I'll look it up. Yeah.
D-Coke when I go home.
Something's coming.
Yeah, here it comes.
There's a way to describe it as well, I think.
Something.
Don't go all the way.
must be pretty old.
I don't know what you got to say now, what that was.
Here comes another one.
Yeah.
Is that a steam car?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ben, what are you in? That funny thing that went by a little while ago, it's the only one of its kind in the world, apparently.
Oh.
The Morris Hospital Law.
You're going to have to get down.
Lake. Landor Lake.
Was that the steam one, do you think?
No. That was that funny little thing that came through now.
Oh, that low. Oh, right. Oh, that one, yes. Sounds like steam, isn't it, that one?
That little car that just went past is an old small lorry pickup lorry.
Oh.
Another lorry.
Nothing quite.
I remember them just seeing that car.
No.
They're all vintage lorries.
Vintage lorries, folks, are now going by. Coming from my right hand side, making their way towards the gate. What was that?
Heavy recovery. Oh, heavy, an old pickup.
No. That wasn't that scammer thing.
No, it was Foden.
Oh, Foden. I bet that scammer will be in this group, will it?
No, that's going to come from the other side.
Oh.
Nothing to that, we've moved the other car from the fire into the three double shots gone. And it was always. Between us and the roadway,
yeah.
The military stuff's going out now, the jeeps.
Oh. Is that coming from the left then, or the right?
Coming from the left.
So we can't get any, well, we don't want to get too close.
14 people.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I'll still be able to hear them anyway.
Cars and military as well, so. Like everything's going at once on the other side.
Oh, right. Is there any point in us moving to anywhere or not?
Sure, I'd like to go further along.
Well, that's quite a few of the oldest vehicles that have gone past. I've now moved to a quieter phase to finalise this recording. Everyone's gone closer to the exit point, I think. We're moving away now so that we can get out of the park by a different route and go home and listen to some of this on the radio, possibly. So this is David Miles, bw2k@compuserve.com, signing off from Christchurch Park, 38th Old Vehicle Rally. Goodbye.